Events are now being held almost daily at Rabina. Is that Rabina?
Rubina
Festival Day, which includes a costume competition, a tug of war, and live entertainment on Penedre. Rabina.
Rubina.
What was that? Penedre.
Penedre.
Penedre, Rabina.
Nummer 54.
From 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, July 7th. To close the festival, a service will be held at All Saints Church, Hjulafellin.
Hjulafellin.
Rabina.
Rubina.
At 6 p.m. on Sunday, July the 8th.
Nummer 55.
That's part of this.
Nummer 56.
Police release photos of 6 ASBO youths. South Wales Police have released photographs of 6 Barry youths who have been given antisocial behaviour orders, ASBOs. As reported in last week's GM, the 6 received the orders, which will last for 2 years, earlier this month at Cardiff Crown Court. The 6 cannot associate with each other for that 2-year period unless under the supervision of the youth offending team. PC John Jones of the Vale Antisocial Behaviour Unit said all 6 received numerous warnings, letters and interventions in order to control their behaviour. None of them took the warnings seriously enough to address their behaviour, and now facing the consequences of their actions, with all receiving antisocial behaviour orders.
Nummer 57.
This type of behaviour will not be tolerated in the Vale, and we will tackle it by using all resources at our disposal. If anyone is aware of anyone breaching their antisocial behaviour order, please contact Vale Police on 02920 222 111.
Really rather proud of getting antisocial behaviour things around.
Yeah, the photographs, they do look, they don't look pretty. Casey Thompson, Dan Griffiths, Jacob Swan, Reese Turnbull, Jordan Thompson, Joshua White.
Nummer 58.
Barrage could change face of coast. An independent watchdog is to investigate plans to build a giant energy generating barrage across the Severn. The government ordered the Sustainable Development Commission inquiry yesterday and said the mooted tidal power scheme could make a significant contribution to climate change.
Nummer 59.
The positive statement about the potential of the £14 billion scheme met a divided reaction in the South Wales community that would be affected by the barrage. It was included in an energy white paper and was interpreted as an indication the government is seriously considering the barrage from Lavernock Point near Penarth to Breen Down near Weston-super-Mare. The project could provide 5% of the UK's energy needs and include a road across the top to improve transport links. Well, Sully councillor Sarah Sharp, who's lived in the area all her life, said she was horrified at what she had heard.
Number 60.
The impact this would have on the local area doesn't bear thinking about, she said. This is a quiet community and it's bound to destroy it. It's bound to have an impact on wildlife. She added, we just don't have the infrastructure to cope with such a big project.
Number 61.
The consortium leading builders, the Seven Tidal Power Group, says the 10-mile barrage of more than 200 turbines could create 35,000 construction jobs. Thanks. More than 200 turbines could create 35,000 construction jobs and between 10,000 and 40,000 permanent jobs and could be generating electricity by 2018. Not bad. Well, in the bigger picture, but the people in Sully are more worried that it will damage the wildlife near them. The local wildlife.
Number 62.
Fun Day Ahead. An annual fun day is to be held to bring residents together and the agencies who run their estate. The community's first fun day in Barry's Gibbons Down will be on Friday, July the 1st at Pengoedra Field from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Number 63.
Attractions include the crowning of the community's first Gibbons Down Queen, and there will be a host of stalls and events for detail. For details, call Terry Venners on 01446 732 406. Housing survey. Residents are being urged to take part in a major housing survey.
Number 64.
Approximately 23,000 Vale residents will be receiving a postal questionnaire as part of the production of a joint local housing market assessment by the Vale and Cardiff councils. The assessment will be used to help form local development plans. Forms should be returned by July the 8th.
Number 65.
City are heading for automatic promotion. Rockers look to score a shirt deal. Rock band The Automatic have revealed they would like to sponsor Cardiff City's shirts. The Cowbridge band are already popular with the Ninian Park faithful, who converted their top five hit Monster to include the name of star striker Michael Chopra. And the group say they would like to extend that relationship by striking a similar deal to one that saw Super Furry Animals sponsor the club's third kit for a FAW Premier Cup in 1999 to 2000 season. That's funny, isn't it?
Number 66.
Shame of councillors abandoned collie dog. The councillor who admitted abandoning a dog has been ordered to pay more than £1,000 in fines and costs. Barry Shaw, a 46-year-old Plaid Cymru councillor, on the Vale of Glamorgan Council, appeared before magistrates in Barry. He admitted abandoning a collie called Pepsi in Mickleston Le Pit. On September 30th last year, in circumstances likely to cause unnecessary suffering.
Number 67.
The court was told that Shaw of Merthyr Street, Barry, had abandoned the dog in a moment of madness and now had to live with the shame and damage to his reputation. Shaw was fined £600, ordered to pay legal and investigation costs of £465.40 and disqualified from owning a dog for 12 months.
Number 68.
After the case, he said he would continue to represent his constituents in the Castle Land Ward of Barry